Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Cundori & Murad, can help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to let them know we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Final furlong for the week on Grant and Danny. We are on to the weekend, and Army-Navy tomorrow, and eventually Commanders-Giants on Sunday from the Meadowlands. By the way, Army-Navy's in Baltimore.
Yes, it is.
Got to hear a little bit of B. Mitch and Finley broadcasting live from Radio Row today. I know they had Robert Griffin on. And
that was cool.
Some really cool guests from Radio Row. They do such a good job. We've done that before, gone up there and done those events. And it gets bigger and bigger every single year. But Army-Navy is just one of those events that if you've never been, I know Toby's going tomorrow, it's awesome. And if somebody's thinking about making the trek up 95 but not really sure, it's cold, I'm just telling you, I've gone a few times and every single time, I love it. It's pageantry, it's football, it's old school. There's almost like a high school football feel to it in a sense, but on a bigger stage with more at stake. It's just really, really cool.
It's on my sports bucket list, believe it or not, to do it. And I was planning on or thinking about doing it this year, but my wife and I were supposed to take our wedding anniversary trip to New York this weekend. So I ended up saying, oh, I can't do it. Well, it turns out we're not maybe not doing that. But that's not important. Fact is, like, the opportunity passed. I really want to go to one of those games because it's different than everything else. It's like college. It's college sports, but untouched by time and untainted by the modern way that these things are done. It is the purest amateurism, where we all know there's something bigger in the backdrop, but it's just these two teams that want to beat each other so bad, but then ultimately they're on the same team.
This is going to sound a little bit like a Joan or like a picking of nits.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Sure.
This is one of those where real ones know that are listening to this show. You could go back through the audio on the day before the Army-Navy game in this show's history over like a 10-year span, and Danny does the exact same rant, or it's not a rant, but where you go, I was really going to go this year. I really wanted to go. This was going to be the year. I just want to go so bad. All I do is love Army-Navy, Mr. Army-Navy. But I had this. And, in fact, for people that may remember this, there were like we had a three-year streak
in a row. In a row.
It was tough.
Where
it
I was getting money for something. And I was like, I need the money, so I'm going to go do it. But
it was
God.
So tough. There was a three-year stretch in a row where I would go by myself to Army-Navy Radio Row. Interestingly, mostly because Danny would convince me.
Because I wanted to go.
He's like, hey, man, I really want to do this. And I'm like, do you, though? I don't know if we need to do this. And he's like, we should do this as a show. I really want to go. And I'm like, all right, no problem.
It'd be great guests. It would be awesome.
And then I just wear it and go up there by myself. Because normally, 48 to 72 hours before we leave, Danny tells us that he's got something he has to do.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, it was in Philadelphia. and I got booked for this private holiday party for money that I couldn't turn down.
Guy, I went to the Meadowlands by myself.
You did that one by yourself. But the one in Philadelphia, I trained up, stayed and did 2 hours of the show, and then trained back home.
Oh, did you go to?
Yeah. I made an appearance
there.
You did
part of the show.
I did part
That's
of the
right.
show and caught the train to go back.
I think I've done Boston.
It was tough.
Meadowlands and yep. Philly by myself or something like that.
And not because of you.
But what's great is how you always talk about that this was going to be the year you were going to go to Army-Navy. Uh-huh. So now it was in Baltimore. By yep. the way, it was recently at Northwest Stadium.
Oh, I know.
Like the only way that they could make it easier for you to go to is to have it in front of your house, uh-huh. in your front yard.
And even then, something would come up.
Right. If they played in your living room, you'd be like, hey, guys, I got to go to my neighbor's house real quick.
Well, I got something in the playroom. I can't.
So, like, when do you have to stop saying how badly you want to go and what a priority it is? This reminds me.
I can't do the priority bit, but I'd love to go. It's a matter of I need all of my children out of the house. I need them all to be grown up and pay their own mortgage.
You know
and then
how,
I
like,
can go.
I don't know if this ever happened to you, but maybe you were interested in a girl and you were trying to get together and take her on dates or, like, just meet up. And she always had something going on. And you realized after a little while.
She's not that interested in me at all.
If she really wanted to hang out, maybe by now, just once she would have been available. Maybe the one weekend she really did have to go to her parents' house. And maybe the next weekend really was her nephew's birthday party. And maybe the weekend after that she really did have a friend in town from college, roommate status. And maybe the weekend after that she did get sick. And maybe the weekend after that she really did have to go shopping and it was the only day she could do it and she didn't have any laundry done. But if you add it all up.
Yeah, and her name was Samantha. She lived in Clarendon. What's that?
I just eventually you got to admit. Maybe she doesn't want to hang out. So do you get one or two more years of this? Or how does this work exactly?
You can as many as you want. As many as you want to keep joining.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go. My point is, there are very few sporting events that I'm actually, like, excited to see at this point. I know that sounds spoiled.
Super excited. No.
Which is given that we've, you know, how fortunate we are to have. I've been to World Series. I've been to, the NCAA tournament games. I've never been to a Final Four. I'd like to do that. But I've been to some of the iconic stadiums in sports. I've gone on football road trips, whatever. I'd actually like to be in attendance for that game. That's one of the things I'd like to do.
Would you call yourself an Army-Navy guy? Like an Army-Navy football game guy?
Well, I watch it every year.
So you're an Army-Navy guy?
I suppose.
Dog like, guy, Army-Navy guy.
Yeah, I grew up with dogs, and I watch your Army-Navy game every year.
Right.
So I guess that makes me a guy.
Let's bring in our producer, Darius Dameron, who's got the individual player props from FanDuel for this weekend's Giants-Commanders game. We're going to try to find a game script here, see what we think, how this thing's going to go down. We'll play a little over-under. What's up, buddy?
Good evening to the great folks in Fairfax. Marcus Mariota, FanDuel has him set at 208.5 passing yards. Will you take the over or under?
Under. I think he goes under on this almost all the time. I think he's got one game, maybe two, where he's thrown for more than that. This is going to be a ground-and-pound, Bill Callahan, let's get on the bus type affair.
I'll go under this as well. It's a very low total. He went for 294 against Denver. Now, that game included overtime, obviously. But he's gone over this total in three of his last four games. In fact, his last three starts, he's gone over this game against Detroit, against Miami, and against Denver. All 213 or more. In his last four starts, he's gone over this total. So he's lived over this total. I think there's only been one start all year where he hasn't hit 203 or 204 yards. So I push back a little bit on Danny's point, but overall I'm going to say under because, call me crazy, Danny, I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think this is a Chris Rodriguez show. So whenever we get to his props, there's going to be some overs coming. But I think they run for 100 with Rodriguez, another 40 with Bill, another 20 with McNichols, another 30 with Mariota. This could be like a 194-yard rushing game as a team.
The opposing quarterback is rookie Jackson Dart. He'll be facing the vaunted zone defense of Dan Quinn's. 208.5 passing yards for Jackson Dart.
So I'm going to go over this, and I actually feel pretty confident. Did you see that Jonathan Jones is out? So you're out your number one corner in Marshawn Lattimore. You're out your number two corner in Trey Amos.
Yep.
And now you're out your new starting corner in Jonathan Jones. So they've got San Russell on the outside, Igbinoghene in the nickel, and I don't even know who starts on the other side at this point. I mean, they're going to have to get creative at the corner position and moving some bodies around. Do you have Quan Martin play some nickel, and do you kick Igbinoghene out to the boundary? I think that's a possibility. Will we see Antonio Hamilton, who wears number 34, who I wouldn't recognize if he was sitting in this bar right now. I guess that's
Is Antonio
possible.
Hamilton here today?
He might be.
At Kraft House? I mean,
they're probably going to call up a corner or two from the practice squad. The good news is the Giants do not have a great receiver room, but Wandale Robinson and Isaiah Hodges just had some big games against them. Darius Slayton. It takes hitting
Theo on, Johnson will do a little, yeah.
I mean, at tight end, sure, working in the slot, but I'm talking more like outside.
Oh, right.
40-plus yard gain to Darius Slayton. Boom goes the dynamite. You're going over 210. So I think he's going to get there.
I've actually got a slight over on this one because I think they'll be able to run it too. But I do think they go over because the limiting factor is that the Giants don't have anybody that's any good at catching the football. The counter to the limiting factor is Washington, with the guys that are out, is terrible at pass defense anyway. And now those guys are out that were also awful.
What is the saying? It's not an immovable object.
It's a movable object against a stoppable force.
Movable object and stoppable force. And if it sounds like we're being cynical, let's remember that these two teams are a combined 5-21.
5-21.
This is the only game all weekend where there are no postseason ramifications.
Not relevant.
That is so few wins between two teams. The only rushing prop here for Commanders running back is for Chris Rodriguez. They have it set at 44.5.
Hammering the over. Hammering. Here is the problem with this. Missed a lot of practice this week.
There it is.
Didn't practice Wednesday. Limited Thursday. Limited Friday. And you guys know the drill. This is such a unknown because they don't really give any real injury information. So how many times have we seen this, whether it's Bill or Rodriguez or anybody else, where you turn on the TV on Sunday and Bill gets the first carry and Rodriguez is going to be on a pitch count? They just didn't tell us. So that is the caveat. I am assuming for the moment that Chris Rodriguez is going to get a normal workload, which recently means he's basically going to get most of the work in the first half. And if he's got the hot hand, maybe he'll get more work in the second half. I think this could be like a 17-carry day for him where he rips off 109 yards. This is the worst run defense in the NFL. Now, if he does not go, it's Bill season. If you find out before the game Chris Rodriguez either isn't playing or maybe won't start, is on a pitch count, cool, no problem. Then I'll take Bill to hammer his over. But whoever is starting behind this big offensive line that's going to win at the line of scrimmage in the run game, I think will run for maybe their highest total of the season. Bill did have a big game, 100 yards against the Chargers, but I think it would be his second if he starts.
I got me an under on this one because he's questionable. If they love you, you get 9 carries. If they hate you, you get 8 carries. They don't feed enough people. If they were able to actually do that and commit to letting Chris Rodriguez run, I do think those totals would go over there. But I think he'll be right around 11 carries for 41 yards or so like he was against Denver.
They don't get to face the number 32-ranked run defense very often either, though.
That is true.
Will that run defense be able to stop Marcus Mariota on the ground? He has his prop set at 30.5 rushing yards.
I got an over on that one. I think it's one good read option keeper that he'll hit for 15 or 20 and then scramble a couple other times. When he plays a full game, I just think it's going to be there for him. I think there's going to be enough times where it's get out of pressure, it's a man with your back turned. There's going to be something. I think he goes just over that, probably around 34 yards rushing this game.
What did you say, Darius? 30?
Yes, 30.5.
He's gone over that twice since the Dallas game. He didn't in Kansas City. He didn't against Detroit. I'm going to say no. Danny just hit something that I think is actually pretty smart here on Mariota. It takes the one big one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, like, he had a 20-plus yard carry against the Broncos. That's why he got there. He had a 44-yard carry against Miami, which is crazy. That's why he got there. He has longs this year of 44, 25, 22, 22, 19 yards. I think he's got their five longest carries of the season out of the quarterback position, which, again, is pretty stunning to think about. But I'm going to say under that, not by a lot, but mid-20s, as long as they keep him from ripping something big off. And maybe you don't have as many read option carries around the edge because they're just getting downhill, pushing the pile a little bit.
On to the receiving props. Terry McLaurin has his props set at 58.5 receiving yards, over or under.
Just under. On that one, I think it's a six-catch, 56-yard type game.
I'll go over that for Terry McLaurin. A couple weeks ago against Denver, 7 for 96 and a touchdown shows you the ceiling. I thought the Minnesota game was a little bit more of the floor, where not only did you have a quarterback get hurt, not only could you not stay on the field and convert third downs, they basically had one notable drive into the plus side of the field after their opening drive of the game, and he caught the 28-yarder on that first drive. I think he had two of his three catches and all but six or seven of his yards in that first drive, and he ended up with 41. So I'm going to say he goes over that. It takes a two-drive day where they involve him to get over that total and one big one.
Debo, wide receiver Debo Samuel set at 42.5 receiving yards.
I will go under that for Debo Samuel. The early season Debo, who the offense went through, as fun as that was, has not been around very often here recently. We did get to see him have a much better day against the Dolphins, 7 for 74 in a score. And then against Denver in the overtime game, because he hit a couple of decent ones late, had a 38-yarder, remember, to set them up at the one-yard line to score a touchdown at the end of the fourth quarter. He ended up having a really nice yardage day, almost 70. But most of those came on two catches at the very end of the game. For the most part, it's been 27, 29, 11, 15. Like, that's been more the norm for him. So I'll go under that. I think Terry's the guy that leads them in yardage in this game.
I got under everything you just said. I rubber stamp it. You might get that 7 for 74 situation. You're more likely to get that 4 for 29. It doesn't feel like that Mariota-Debo connection is going to result in prolific yardage.
All right, Darius, let's do just one more here. Let's wind it down. Best you got. Shoot it if you got it. We're looking for a Commanders-Giants game prop. Playing a little over-under.
Oh, I've saved the best for last, boys. Red alert, red alert. There's a Ben Sennett prop. Ben Sennett, 10.5 receiving yards. Are you taking the over-under?
Oh, Billy Goats.
You know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to be stupid for this.
Are you going to do it? Come on.
I'm going to put a few units on
there
this.
There it is. How many units? Big units? Randy Johnson's?
The problem is my unit's gotten bigger.
Yeah. Well, you've always had a huge unit, I thought.
No, it's been a very little unit.
Really?
Well, so many years ago, it was smaller.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you worked for a while.
Yeah, then it's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
I would say I'll go two units.
It's a two-unit situation?
This is going to be a triple-digit number we're putting on this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm going to go over this. Do you want me to go? Do you want me to put 150 on it, or do you want to go 200?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Why? It's Ben Sennett season.
There's no track record.
I know, but
there's none.
Today, this is the week.
Bates, they had 16 tight end targets 2 weeks ago. None of them went to him.
Zach Ertz was playing.
John Bates played. And Colson Yankoff got multiple
targets. Not interested in any of that. Zach Ertz is the guy it goes through. Now it's Ben Sennett.
I can't imagine being confident. Listen, I hope.
This will be the Ben Sennett game. I'm saying he goes four catches for 39 yards.
This season?
No. In this game.
Under. They should. It should be over on the first drive.
What do you want to bet? 10.5 Ben Sennett yards. I'll bet you anything you want.
Nothing.
Let's bet lunch.
No.
Let's bet dinner.
No.
Let's bet that you have to wrap Christmas presents.
No.
Let's bet that you have to take your kids to see Santa.
No, I'm betting nothing.
Let's bet that you have to put up a Christmas tree.
There's no upside for me. The tree's already up. Nothing.
Another Christmas tree.
My fear.
Let's bet that you have to enjoy Christmas.
I do. Already do. Bet it settled.
Let's bet that you have to get a cat.
Stop this. That's ridiculous. It should be over within the first five plays of the game. It should be over 10.5. It should be. It won't be. I'm going to come in Monday livid.
Let's make a bet.
Furious. That's what's going to happen.
Let's just do lunch.
No.
I think it's a lunch bet.
No.
What's the downside to a lunch bet?
I've got it all budgeted. I'm buying your Christmas gift, you and the boys. I'm not spending anything extra right now. We're tightening up.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's not an unlimited budget here.
It's a lunch.
I know what a lunch is. I'm not betting on the lunch.
You should bet a lunch with me.
I'm not betting a lunch with you.
Toby, you want to bet a lunch? 10.5 yards. Ben Sinnott receiving.
I probably like the over a little bit too. So probably not.
Dad, Ryan, any takers? Benson at over 10.5. Anybody want to bet a lunch? Looking for a lunch. Anybody
want to
do
it?
You're going Benson at under 10.5?
I want it.
Are you there? Are you not there?
He's there. No, he's there.
Does he not have headphones on? What's happening right now?
Yeah, he's got
it. He keeps fumbling his headphones. He's trying to put them in, and then he keeps fumbling.
It's so corporate.
He's fumbling his headphones so much.
I remember when Ryan wasn't a corporate video guy.
Remember when he was one of us?
He could do radio without us wondering what in the hell was going on.
Remember that?
I know. My headphones sink. But I'm in on this lunch bet. I think he goes under. I think he's under 10.5 there. And
attaboy.
And I say, yeah, lunch on Monday, Grant.
All right, so here's the play.
Look at these ridiculous totals, by the way, as a quick side on FanDuel. Ben Sinnott, 10.5 yards. Jeremy McNichols, 8 yards. Like, just nice. It's just where we are.
I might parlay that, too. Over the 8 with the pass rush coming in hot.
Oh, my God.
All right, so do you want to do Walters in the Navy Yard Monday? Well, the lunch will be an appetizer of Old Bay extra crispy wings and then an entree.
Okay, well, I mean, what are we doing here?
Right?
What do you mean? We're splitting wings, and then we both get an entree. And then whoever wins the bet loses the bet picks up the tab. What do you mean? What are we doing?
I was thinking, like, Cope and a side of cookies. Like, that's kind of more my budget.
What's different?
I mean, you're right. I guess you're right.
$17 or $30.
Yeah. Well, it's double. You know?
Double. But, you're doing some weird math.
Yeah, the little tippy tips.
We like the Cope. We love the Cope.
All right, I'll do a sandwich.
A Sammy.
Monday sandwich. We'll reconvene on this off air. I mean, it's just impossible to get a bet done with these people. It's unbelievable.
Taking the bet.
Well, you're throwing these huge units around. You know what I mean? It's
$25. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you're throwing these units. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm going to stop it.
Let's make our final prediction for the Commanders and the Giants in moments. First, got to tell you about our Commanders player to lock in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com. My player to lock in on is Ben Sinnott, who's going to go for 47 receiving yards on 5 catches. I just upped the total because I'm mad at everyone.
Wow, I love
Ben Sinnott is going to go ham sandwich. He'll be heavily involved. And that's just on the first drive, by the way. 5 for 47 from Ben Sinnott.
Well, the answer is Ben Sinnott.
Yes.
Okay? Because it's going to tell you an awful lot. Because it'll tell you what their approach is.
It'll tell you if I'm getting a free sandwich or not.
That's a huge part of it. But the real part for the football, Matters of Football, is how are we treating this? Are we just doing this futile exercise where we're just going to keep running out another veteran? We're going to keep running out kind of the same old, same old? Or will they understand where they are and understand what the priority should be, which is to figure out which among the guys that are going to be here, what you have and what you need there for. So I need Johnny Newton. I need Ben Sinnott. I need Jordan McGee. I need all the youngsters to get their time and not just be on the grass, but get looks. Let's feature 82.
Final prediction for the Commanders and the Giants. Danny, I'll let you go first.
A horrendous game that sets us all back. We're going to be cursed for having watched it. There'll be good football on, but it won't be on here. It's a 1916 Washington win, an empty calorie backpatting festival that makes everybody feel good because you beat the team that's picking first in the draft in gross fashion. It will do more damage than had they actually lost it.
Darius, where's Hill to the Redskins? Danny just picked the boys. I mean, what are we waiting for here? That's, the first time he's picked them in about 6 weeks. And oh, by the way.
Correctly, though?
Well, so far, yeah.
I was going to say 6 for 6.
Last week, I picked him to beat the Vikings.
I actually picked him to beat Minnesota last week.
I will not be picking them to win this game because of that. Now, If you're asking me, do I think there's a way? Of course.
Sure,
this is a toss-up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the Giants win 20-17. Washington understands the assignment here. They compete. They hang. They play close. It's a tough physical game. They run the ball well. But let's turn it over a couple times in the red zone if we need to. Let's make sure that when this thing's done, you found loss number 11. And jokingly, yesterday I told you I would rather them win than lose. But I just think that you know, it's going to be a pick 'em game. It's on the road, gross cold, windy weather. Giants have a couple of more pieces on offense, including the young quarterback, Jackson Dart. I think the Giants find a way to win this thing 20-17 in a tight ball game. And if I'm being honest, I would have had them winning if not for getting shut out by the Vikings. But I picked them last week, got embarrassed. I just can't do it again in good faith.
Yeah, when you get embarrassed like that, I got embarrassed too. I picked them to win on the pregame show with Denton Day, and Linnell. And I look like a horse's ass. So, you know, I'm going to go right back to the trough, though. You can't have big units to be and get scared when you're talking about betting.
You love talking about that.
Yeah.
For Danny, I'm Grant.
Forced it in one more
saying
time.
So long. The Wizards are in action tonight. And right here on The Fan, in moments, you can listen to some Wizards basketball. They host the Cavaliers at Capital One Arena. If you're on your way down to Cap One, enjoy the evening with the Wiz. If you're going to be listening on The Fan to the radio party, appreciate that too. Back in studio, Darius and Ryan, great job as always. Metal Chris out here on site, as well as Toby, who's in a Christmas sweater that looks festive and wonderful. G&D back at it at 2 o'clock on Monday. Enjoy a weekend of football. Thank you to the Craft House in Fairfax.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.